I have salsa steel drum band on the line with me. And hi, Stephanie.
Hello, how are you?
Busy.
Yes, it's that time of year.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm busy. We just discussed that.
A lot of that going around.
Okay, you're salsa steel, and I've interviewed you before, but sure. The reason for this call is because tell us a little bit again what salsa steel is, but you do Christmas events, right?
Correct. Well, Bill and I have been play a lot of different instruments, so we have a costumed, themed part of our steel drums, but also we branch out and play woodwinds, vocals, marimba, piano, all different kinds of stuff, guitar, all that
stuff.
Oh,
okay.
So for Christmas, we have Christmas music on steel drums, and that's just kind of an island kind of thing. And then we also have Holly Jolly and Jingle, Santa's favorite elves, and we use marimba and woodwinds and sing and have a percussionist or not. And then we also have a Dickens group that is a different costuming. It's all Dickens, you know, with the Charles Dickens kind of top hats and capes and the longer dresses with hoops and all that good stuff.
So who thought up all this stuff?
It just happened. As you know, it kind of happened over the years. I think I'm probably responsible for the costume themed entertainment, and Bill's responsible for the steel drum Latin kind of slant on things, and that's kind of how we worked it out. But Bill has a master's in percussive arts, so he was playing marimba when I met him.
And yeah, I guess the steel drums just kind of took over just because they're popular. We just got a lot of love from the fairs a few years back. And we did do a Christmas on steel drums in South Pole of Texas last year. And that was with steel drums too. And there's a Salsa Steel Christmas CD that we produced years ago. But it's a good little CD if you want to hear steel drums with Christmas music. And when we were in Southern California, we just played the malls and had just a ton of work on steel on the marimba and woodwinds. But we've just been doing fairs for the last few years, and we just got back off the road, I don't know, seems like a week or two ago, and just decided to enjoy the holidays here. Last year we went to South Texas and played a couple of weeks in the middle of the month, and this year it was nice to be home, so we didn't even take any jobs
yet.
Yeah,
we haven't found anything that would we haven't found anything that to go and do one job somewhere and have to leave is it wouldn't be as much fun as rewarding as doing a holiday fair for a couple 3 days or longer. But we sure love what we do, and we sure have a ton of costuming, so that's always fun to get dressed up like little holiday elves. And if anybody wants to take a look at that, they can go to Night Orchestra, NIGHT, that kind of night, orchestra.com, and scroll down and you'll see all the Christmas stuff there.
Okay, so you're not really booked for anything for Christmas for the holiday yet.
We've got a couple of local jobs, but nothing big at this point, no.
So yep. can you do a Christmas booking with just the steel drums?
Sure. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we haven't been, like I said, we've been booked solid since April, and we haven't been home. So we just really didn't try to get anything.
Yet.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't turn down $10,000-$20,000. But outside of that, we would turn down like one night or one maybe one job or two jobs. We like what we're doing right now. We've been out cutting firewood.
Okay, so you're looking for Christmas bookings. So you've done Christmas shows, I take it, then in the past. Do you want to tell us?
Oh, lots, yeah. We've done a lot of Christmas bookings. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there. But the South Pole of Texas, we did that for 10 days last year. That was a nice big fair, and it was a lot of fun.
Beautiful.
We've done thousands, literally thousands of corporate holiday events and fairs, festivals, Christmas trees, Santa's arrivals, working as Santa's elves. We get very close to Santa and keep all the lines of people happy and singing and that sort of thing. That's always fun.
So do you do Christmas music?
Oh, yes. Sure. Oh, yes. We've got probably 4 hours of different Christmas carol songs from different genres, like the Dickens era. We can do all Dickens or mix the Dickens in with the earlier stuff or later stuff, popular Christmas music, Frosty.
Frosty the Snowman.
Bill's favorite. He loves Frosty.
We were playing at a mall in, North County.
Who knows? I think, you're talking about Orange County, that one.
Yeah, Orange County. And I was just learning the words on some of the kids' songs. I looked out, and there's probably 20 little girls and boys, 10 years old or younger, older, and they all knew the words to Frosty better than me. And I said, oh, God, I'm in big trouble. That was probably 20 years ago.
Yeah, he knows the words now, really, he does.
It took him 20 years, right?
Yes, it did. It really did, or it seemed like it did.
Well, that's what she was saying. She's been doing Christmas songs. Well, I would just play like a handful of Christmas songs, but Stephanie she's serious, like she said, Renaissance or Dickens or...
We've done different Dickens festivals, which is really fun because you get to dress up in those lovely turn-of-the-century clothing, which is it's a lot of fun for us.
Okay, so how do some of the events now, I'll go ahead and post this and tell people that you're looking, and so how do they reach you?
Well, it's they can always go to, the easiest one to go to is Music for Fairs, because that has all our information, musicforfairs.com, and our email address is also musicforfairs@gmail.com. And then if they want to see the different costuming that we have, they'll need to go to another website for the next couple of days, because we're just finishing up putting it onto Music for Fairs. But nightorchestra.com also has all the Christmas things on it, which are lovely to look at.
Yeah, the Music for Fairs, I'll go ahead and fix the website and put the links on there so you can go across the menu at the top of the page and go into Christmas music and scroll down.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your ideal Christmas booking event that you like to do this year?
Well, we really kind of love them all. We had a run of maybe 40 days at a mall where we would just go in and sing all over the mall and move. That was really fun. It was like playing an indoor fair, kind of.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, 5, 10, 20 consecutive days playing Christmas.
Yeah, anywhere from three. But we really like playing for all different kinds of people. So, it doesn't matter whether it's younger or older or we've got... cultural tunes from around the world. So, if it were at least a couple of days or longer, that's our ideal Christmas booking.
Okay. And what was that website again, Bill?
Musicforfairs.com.
Okay.
F-O-R.
Okay. Do you want to leave a phone number or something?
Oh, I would love to. You can reach us at 619 339 9183. And the website is the same as the email address, which is music4fairs@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I've enjoyed it, and we'll get this up, and I'll see what we can do, and maybe I can help you out. And you're going to send me some graphics, right, Steph?
We sure will. We sure will. And ho, ho, ho. Have a happy holidays, and have a lovely Thanksgiving. It was really good to hear from you again, Kay.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. Take care. Bye, Kay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.